published on June 19, 1953, in Foreign Affairs, having been cleared for publication by the White House. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post ran stories on the article, and Oppenheimer was quoted as saying that without candor, the American people were going to be talked out of reasonable defense measures. "Only the president," he said, "has the authority to transcend the racket and noise, mostly consisting of lies, that have been built up about this subject of the strategic situation of the atom." Lies. A smoldering Strauss hastily went to see President Eisenhower. He thought Oppenheimer's essay dangerous and its proposals fatal. He was surprised to learn that Oppenheimer had cleared a draft of the article with the White House. The president had read Oppie's essay and found himself in general accord with its argument. In a July 8th press conference, Eisenhower indicated that he agreed with Oppenheimer's notion of the need for more candor about nuclear weapons. Strauss now complained to Ike that some members of the press were construing the statement as a blanket endorsement of Dr. J. Robert Oppenheimer's recent doctrine of candor and as favoring the release of information on our stockpile and production rate of weapons and our estimate of enemy capabilities. "That's complete nonsense," Eisenhower responded. "You ought not to read what those fellows write. I am at least the one person more security-minded than you are." And then he added, "Somebody ought to do a piece to correct the Oppenheimer article." Momentarily appeased, Strauss volunteered that he might write an essay himself.